Let's move on now. A mosque in a Swedish town has come under arson attack. About 20 people were attending midday prayers when the arsonists set fire to the mosque building. At least 5 people were injured in the attack. Police say an unidentified person threw an object through a window, and afterwards a fire broke out inside. The incident comes as Sweden is grappling with the rise of far-right extremists. To discuss that further, and I joined Mr. Jan Oberg, who is the founder of transnational.org, and he's joining us live now via Skype from Sweden itself. Sir, thanks very much for joining us, as always, here on Press TV. A lot of people are saying that this attack is reminiscent and is a sign of anti-immigrant feelings in the country. Do you agree with that?
Well, I suspect it is, but the empirical truth is that nobody knows who did it. But if you attack a mosque the way it has been done, you would believe that this is a racist action. And it's very, very sad. And it has to do with, in that case, very much of the debate we've had in Sweden over the years. The 43 years I've lived here as a Danish citizen, I've never seen such a narrow-minded Sweden, such a navel-gazing Sweden, where Sweden used to be an international country. International-oriented, where in the 70s, 60s, 70s, and 80s, we received people from coup d'etats in Chile and wars in Vietnam and all that. Now we're saying no, most people. And secondly, a lack of tolerance that has to do with crisis. And third, a deep economic crisis in Sweden. You know, we've just had elections, and now we're going to have elections again. And this party, which is a racist party, which is a xenophobic party, is the third largest in this country. You know, the Sweden that people around the world remembers doesn't exist anymore. It's very sad.
So in a sense, are you saying, Mr. Oberg, that Muslims specifically, and of course other minorities, I would imagine as well, and immigrants, are almost being used as a scapegoat because of this issue?
Oh, no doubt. There's an increasing animosity against Jews, and that is very serious. There is an even harder and more rapidly increasing anti-Muslim, Islamic, Arabic, whatever feeling. And there is, third, a very rapidly growing anti-Russian feeling, a Russophobic feeling in foreign policy and everywhere else. These are countries and people in which you will hear very little positive stories, nothing about their culture and background. There's only that they are threatening us in different ways. And this type of, you know, instead of inviting in people and have dialogues with them, what we have now is the turning them off and telling them they are not wanted. Now, most of these people come from war zones, zones where Swedish defense industry has exported weapons for years. You know, to put it very crudely, behind every refugee is an arms trader. And we don't even make that link in the public discussion in Sweden. So, you know, the lack of understanding of what is outside Sweden's narrow borders has never been as low as it is today.
Okay, we'll leave it there at that. But of course, we do appreciate you putting that into context for us. That was Mr. Jan Oberg, who was speaking to us live via Skype from Sweden.